Welcome to this week's edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, and brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Hector De La Torre is back with us, the director of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. And Hector, you're going to give us some further insights into the Affordable Care Act and the options for those who missed open enrollment, which, of course, ended on March 31st, as we've heard now many times. So what's going on and what can we offer those who didn't enroll and may still need health insurance?
Well, it's very important to note that open enrollment closed, so there is no signing up for individual health insurance or insurance through an exchange. And so you will have to pay for the tax penalty next year if you have not had coverage this year up to this point. But if you want to have coverage, if you need coverage for some reason, you have a medical condition, et cetera, there is still an opportunity to get it under certain circumstances.
Okay, let's go through those. So this is what we'd call qualifying life event, right?
Yes.
So you've got to have some very specific reasons why you need it and can get it.
Yeah, and basically these are situations where your life circumstances have changed from before, and therefore you could qualify for health coverage. One would be getting married. Another would be having, adopting, or gaining custody of a child. A third would be permanently moving to a new area that offers different health plan options. For example, if you were in Maryland and you moved to Pennsylvania, you'd have different options in that state. Obviously, they wouldn't expect you to stick with a plan right. That didn't cover you there. Losing other health coverage, for example, due to a job loss, a divorce, loss of eligibility for Medicaid, expiration of COBRA coverage, et cetera. Mm-hmm. If something happens to your insurance, then you could transition. And in this circumstance, you had insurance before. Therefore, if you had continuous coverage, you could avoid the tax penalty. And then finally, for people who are already enrolled in exchange coverage, having a change in income or household status that affects their eligibility for tax credits or discounts, that would also be a circumstance under which they could change and modify their health coverage. So these are all very important situations that happen to people in their day-to-day lives that would affect their...
Right. So quite a number of reasons that you can still enroll. But again, the penalty still is there if you didn't enroll by March 31st.
Yes. Unless, again, in the situation where you had coverage somewhere else and you lost it, then those folks, if they picked up the coverage pretty much right away, would not have to pay the tax penalty.
Hector, there are also these exceptional circumstances which are allowed for under the Affordable Care Act. Let's talk through those real quickly.
These are situations that are kind of out of the person's control. The first one would be an unexpected hospitalization or temporary cognitive disability. The person is put out of commission in some way and needs coverage. The second would be a natural disaster, such as a massive flooding or a hurricane. Obviously, under those circumstances, you need medical attention, and it would be very helpful to have coverage.
Right.
Those are exceptional circumstances.
And in terms of Medicaid, if you're on Medicaid, of course, it's a different
set
of rules.
None of this applies. There is no open enrollment in Medicaid. It is purely based on your income. If you qualify based on your income, then you can sign up for Medicaid and get coverage that way.
Well, Hector, that's all we have time for. Thanks, as always, for all the good insight into the Affordable Care Act and the complexities around that. I'm Greg Tucker for ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, here on WYPR, your NPR news station.